This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The stumble bum play that you hit the Bears with.
Did you like that one?
You like that?
It was clever.
You like that?
Right now,
Jason Leisure, Dan Wiederer, they're just sharpening knives.
Jason Leisure.
I talk about the draft on the clock for a week. No support from anybody here at the station. Shane Reardon hates the show.
Yeah.
Jason, but I wanted to make you aware of that so you know okay. What we're joshing about here.
Well, that probably means it's good if Shane hates it.
Bears reporter for the Chicago Sun-Times.
And you hear Ryan Pohl say the football IQ Ben Johnson has is, quote, different than what he's been around before. Different is like a diplomatic way of saying better in so many cases. Like somebody else at the Sun-Times or somebody else in the Chicago media might make, we don't want to say they make more money than me, but they make different money than me. Let's just say it's different.
Totally different level than what I've seen.
Jason Leisure with Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score.
The Bears have made a couple of moves. The combine is happening / happened. And our guy, Jason Leisure, has been there for all of it. He joins us now on the Circa Sports Illinois hotline. Download the Circa app today. Hello, Mr. Leisure. How are you?
What's going on, Lawrence? Hey, Matt. I don't feel like I've been on with the two of you for a long time.
That is accurate.
Yeah, I think that's true.
I missed you guys.
Same.
It's nice. Well, we're back. I'm glad we did this. Thanks, Jason. Have a great day, man.
No, all right. I've got Bears questions.
I like how you said the combine is still going, even though it ended a couple days ago, because the combine is always going.
Yeah.
Always going.
It's still kind of, there's like, this guy's doing this, and there's repercussions of things that Shedeur Sanders said, and now people don't like him, and now he might end up in the Aaron Rodgers room. Now, because of it, some people thought he would be the number one pick in the draft.
Hey, man, I saw a mock draft that had the fallout of Mason Graham's testing, meaning that he drops to 11. And I'm like, I don't think that guy drops past 10 if he's dropping.
You know? Isn't that stuff ridiculous? Are you guys out on Will Campbell, too, the top left tackle in the draft from LSU? Because his arm length is 1/8 of an inch below what they consider the minimum end of the range.
Did they figure out what the deal was with Milroe's hand? Because it measured differently here than it did at the Shrine game. Like a whole inch. A
lot of salt.
Yeah. Yeah. Shrine game uses a metric ruler.
Okay, that's it.
Always will.
That explains how they all do it. Of it. That's how they get down.
But we got a Bears acquisition today, man.
Okay, all right. It's really good. I think this is a good one. There's obviously some risk. You're talking about a guy that the Rams just immediately bailed on, and the Rams are one of those organizations, you know, like the Steelers, where if they're getting rid of somebody, you know, they usually know what they're doing. The Rams get a lot of things right, coming and going. But the more positions, when you need four starters on the offensive line and three starters maybe on the defensive line, the more of those you fill right now, the more your options open up in the draft. And that draft pick is really important for the long term. So Jonah Jackson might be here for a year or two, and Kevin Zeitler might sign for a year or something like that. But the draft pick is going to be here for 5 years. And the pay on that is so cheap when you draft somebody and they turn out to be really good really quickly. I mean, you're paying probably whoever they draft, if they stay at 10, is making $6 million a year. And you're talking about a bunch of offensive tackles, for example, in the league that make 20 plus million a year, defensive ends that are making more, a bunch of them making in the high 20s, you save so much. And to have the flexibility and the luxury of being able to use that draft pick at any number of positions because you've already solved some of your problems in free agency is huge for the Bears.
And this is a jump on that free agency, which starts next week. They make this deal, sixth rounder, to make the deal. What is your understanding of the money and the length of time that this really means in terms of Bears investment? And as that relates to what the salary cap is and how much room there is, because the most common thing we're hearing from the listeners is this is too much money to spend, but it's never what it appears to be in the NFL sometimes.
Well, I think it's $17 million for this year, something like that. But it's an easy out after this year, if I'm understanding the contract correctly. So it's not $17 million this year and next year. I mean, it's a good problem to have if it works so well that you want to pay him $17 million again. But how much were you going to pay for Trey Smith?
Probably somewhere over 20.
Yeah, and
maybe
per year
to 25.
For 4 or 5 years. I mean, it was going to be long. This is not a huge expense because it's not a long-term expense. But to the listener's point, $80 million sounds like a lot until you start spending it in chunks of 17. Then it goes really quick.
It can. It can go quick, but this is something that there aren't a ton of options for the Bears either. And so if they need to get creative with a trade and you're giving away some capital and you're also paying a guy, and that can be a scary thing. I understand where fans are coming from. I'm okay with the idea of rolling dice on someone that Ben Johnson has actually coached.
Yeah, the background helps. But also get used to the overpaying or overdrafting because, Lawrence, how do you think – I mean, you have to factor in so many different things context-wise here. How do you think Ryan Poles is positioned if a year from now the team has not turned a corner record-wise – and the offensive line is still a major problem?
I think he might not have a job anymore.
So I would rather overpay for Jonah Jackson than be unemployed.
We've been joking about that as it pertains to the Cubs, where Jed Hoyer is in the last year of his deal, and they have not won, really, with him at the helm. And so if that means he's going to take some risk and go out and bring in Kyle Tucker for 1 year – at a nice number and hope that things go right. I love it. I love the idea of being aggressive and understanding that these guys who are in charge of teams, they should understand the type of urgency that fans feel. And fans have been waiting for Ryan Poles' teams to turn around. So in year four of Ryan Poles, you damn right, I want there to be some aggression. They did that by getting Ben Johnson. And this, to me, is another example of it.
Yeah, and a conversation that I've been having with Ryan Poles for the last 3 years, whether it's on the Sun-Times Bears podcast or in interviews that then I've written about, is he walked into a brutal situation from Ryan Pace. I mean, you think about teams that go all in, and then they have to pay the price for that afterwards, like the Blackhawks did, extending a bunch of those guys into their late 30s, or like the Rams did, where they didn't have a draft pick for 7 years, a first-round draft pick for however many years after that. Ryan Pace went all in to go 6-11 and left them with a bad roster when Ryan Poles and his group walked in, salary cap hell, and very little draft capital to fix that. They did not have what would have been the number 5 pick in the draft that year. because of him having traded it up to get Justin Fields. So what we've talked about a lot, a conversation that Ryan Poles and I have had a lot over the last 3+ years, is you want to build it in a way that you're not in that situation again, but also you don't get forever. And I think we're kind of, you know, you have to find the fine line between building sustainably and taking way too long and being overly conservative. I mean, we kind of found the line, and the Bears have been, Ryan Poles has been too far on the wrong side of the line in terms of being overly conservative. And the evidence of that is a shopping list that is way too long in year four, offseason number four of the rebuild. Jason, so there's definitely urgency now.
Jason Leisure of the Sun-Times here with us on the Spiegel and Holmes show. This was Ben Johnson last week and talking about whether the Bears could rebuild the interior of the offensive line in just one offseason.
Yeah, I think it's been done before, right? I mean, I think there's a number of teams that did that last year. The Panthers come to mind when they went out in free agency and got a couple top guards and really changed the dynamic of their offense. And you saw them clicking there in the second half of the season once they started to really gel. So there's no question that you can change the dynamic of a room just like that. That particular room, it does take a little bit of time for five guys to come together, especially if you have to deal with the attrition and the injuries.
A couple of top guards. All right, so Jonah Jackson is here. Set the table for free agency in your mind. What happens next? Is there another guard? Is there a center as soon as next week for these Bears?
Kevin Zeitler is the guard that is of interest to me from the Lions and the Ravens, and was a Pro Bowl player in 2023. And I think he's 35 years old, so that's another short-term fix, but also probably not a huge commitment financially beyond this year, and has typically played right guard. Jonah Jackson has typically played left guard, so that could be two really good options there. Drew Dahlman is the top center on the market from the Falcons, so there's an option. And if you were to get those guys, I mean, I already think that's a better interior offensive line than you had last year. Now, that might still not be good enough, and you want to hit the draft hard at those positions, take an offensive tackle at 10, and take at least one interior lineman in the second round, which you're going to get really good interior linemen at that point in the draft. And kind of let those guys play it out. And you'd love to be in a position where you have too many good players and not enough spots for them. I have seen that happen before on offensive lines, not with the Bears anytime that I can remember, but I've seen it happen before. And it's a great position to be in where you have this veteran and you're like, well, you know, the guy behind him is ready whenever he gets hurt or too expensive. So that would be the way I'd go about that. And I just can't stress enough how much the offensive line is critical to them turning things around. I keep saying it over and over. The fastest way for them to get good is for Caleb Williams to take another big step. And the fastest way to do that, to help him with that, is competent coaching and a good offensive line.
Seems unlikely they'd hand the center job to a rookie. So with that in mind, Dahlman, Ryan Kelly, Coleman Shelton, even an option? Would they even consider that?
I think they know they got to do better than Coleman Shelton. And I agree with you in a sense, Matt, of, yeah, do you really want a rookie playing center? I'd love a rookie to force your hand on that. I'd love a rookie to be so good that you're sitting there like, we got to play this rookie at center.
Jack Sanborn not a fit for what they want to do?
Jack Sanborn?
Yeah.
Not at center, but just in general.
In general. Because they non-tendered him.
They non-tendered him, and he tweeted his goodbye, goodbye to the whole
he's like,
world.
See you later.
Not the world. I shouldn't say that. That's not fair. Tweeted his goodbye to the Chicago fan base.
He probably can get a starting job somewhere, but not here. So that makes sense for him to be able to go out and get starter money somewhere.
I hope he gets it. Seems like a nice enough guy and worked hard, and there were never any problems with him. So he'll find a spot because he'll probably be someone's, you know, core special teamer as well.
Maybe. I mean, could he be I mean, he's a middle backer, you know, by trade. Could he be a middle backer for somebody? It's just, it's hard to imagine these days in terms of the speed. And a lot of people don't play the base as much as you would need to.
The pendulum might swing back, though, considering the run game gains we saw last year.
Good point.
You know, maybe
there's always enough of these jobs out there, too. I mean, the Bears kind of had this with Nick Kwiatkowski a few years ago, and while he was never going to start for them,
good comp.
There were other places he could end up.
Yeah, and he started with the Raiders for a few years.
Yeah.
What have you thought about, because we've been toying around with this concept for a while. We haven't done the segment yet, but what do you think about the fact that it seems as if the Bears have a very good front man right now in Ben Johnson, that he isn't just like, hey, I'm going to go hide in my office and get to work. He's out here kind of spreading the gospel of the Bears.
Yeah, it's one of those things where if it works, then it's great. It's always going to be judged on whether or not things go well. I mean, if things go well, everyone will look at it and say, oh, yeah, this guy was, you know, he knew what he could do and he was saying it and he wasn't afraid of saying it from the beginning. Or if things don't go well, then they're going to be, look at this guy, thought it was going to be so easy. He thought he was a genius, blah, blah, blah. And that's how it's going to be looked at. If Matt Eberflus's style had worked, we would have said, oh, you know, those acronyms, man, he knew from the start those acronyms were going to work.
Those acronyms weren't going to work because of who was attached to them.
Yeah, well, and the fact that he had a negative offensive vision, like none whatsoever. Hey, we were talking about wide receivers earlier today and Ben's vision. I know you listen Tuesdays and Thursdays. I know you're a big fan of the segment. You always text during it. Editor's note, he does not. But anyway, Jason, three wideouts last year. The Bears did it 71% of the time. Good for sixth in the NFL. The Lions under Ben Johnson were 24th in the NFL at 54% of the time. It's just it's one data point in terms of thinking about whether Keenan Allen comes back. Like, does Ben Johnson need three starting caliber wide receivers? You know, is that even something that he wants to do? What's your gut feeling on Keenan Allen?
Well, on Keenan Allen, I would think no, especially if the number is really big. But the number for him might be very reasonable. You might be able to get him for 2 years, 12 to 15 million, where the second year is not a real year and they can get out of it. So, I mean, if Caleb Williams likes him and he's affordable, then that might be helpful. I didn't see enough impact from Keenan Allen last year to justify any kind of significant expense or multi-year expense. I think part of the point you're alluding to, though, Matt, is if you're going to allocate resources toward the skill position, where does wide receiver fall on Ben Johnson's priority list?
Great question.
And I'm thinking it falls, fixing that spot, filling that spot, falls behind finding another starting caliber tight end and another starting caliber running back.
I completely agree with that. And we know how he loves tight ends, and Bears have one. They have one right now.
And I'm not sure.
And again, the shopping list is very long. The shopping list is very, very long. So, yeah, Ben Johnson would like to fix a lot of things probably, or change a lot of things, get his guy type of guys at a lot of spots. But eventually that money is going to run out.
You're a man who enjoys his green tea from Starbucks. Did you fight anyone in Indianapolis?
Did I fight anyone? No, but Herb Howard and I basically have a verbal altercation like every other day at Hal's Hall.
But that's done with love between you two guys. That's different.
Not in the moment. In the moment, we kind of agitate and kind of
square
bicker
off
with each other like brothers.
What's
kids.
It about?
Yeah.
What's it about usually?
It just never even matters. And you can really tell the days when we get 2-3 weeks into training camp and it's hot and we're tired of watching this. And there'll be days where we both of us just show up and we just start immediately. It starts with just disagreeing with everything the other person says.
Even though
him and I agree about almost everything, it's just this like contrarian start to the day. And then we just are kind of at each other the whole practice.
I know this couple that's in couples therapy who they've numbered their fights. They realize that they always have a variety of one of three kinds of fights, that it's always it's always the same exact issues, you know, that rear their head with, and it seems like it's about other stuff, but it's really just these three archetypes of fights. You should do that with Herb. You should figure out what's behind those fights that you're having, whether some of the basic fundamental disagreements that linger down there.
Number one is the quarterback. We fight all the time about quarterback. Herb still wants to go back and have them have kept Justin Fields
and the
and traded the number one pick for a haul, like an all-time haul, and thinks they'd be further along. And
you think Justin will stay in Pittsburgh, or you think he'll or he'll test the market? Because there's some teams that need quarterbacks. Honestly, it's bad teams, but someone's got to pay a starting quarterback.
Yeah, test the market is an interesting way of phrasing it, because I don't think there's a huge market for Justin Fields as a starting quarterback in general. Pittsburgh benched him last year. No matter how you look at it with Russell Wilson and the injury, they would not have switched quarterbacks if Justin Fields was playing well. And to Justin's credit, I think he said that. I think he said publicly, I have not played well enough to keep this job. What I hope for Justin would be that he does stay with the Steelers, or go to a really good situation like the Vikings, for example. When Daniel Jones got cut loose from the Giants and went to the Vikings, I'm sitting here thinking that's such a smart move, because maybe he could find a starting job with some terrible team like Cleveland or whatever. But going somewhere where they know what they're doing and you can learn a lot and set yourself up to maybe thrive in a couple of years, that'd be great. So if Justin Fields stays with Pittsburgh, I think that's good. If he goes to another good situation like the Rams or the Vikings, somewhere where they really know what they're doing and can really develop him more, I think that'll actually be more beneficial to him in the long run. Now, granted, you go take a starting job with a terrible team and you will get paid, and it's easy for me to take less of somebody else's money.
Jason, as always, we appreciate your time. Glad that you did not end up on the police blotter in Indianapolis because you were beating someone up at a Starbucks.
Jason, what would you say to Chris Emma if you faced off with him at a Starbucks or like a Notre Dame bookstore?
I will fight Chris Emma in Starbucks. I will fight him in a Panera, a Dunkin' Donuts, a Quiznos, a White Hen, a Schlotsky's. Name the time, name the place, I'll be there, Chris Emma.
Sounds good.
That's just so unnecessary.
Jason, have an excellent rest of your day.
You too. See you guys.
See you, man.
It's Jason Leisure. He covers the Bears and the Sun-Times and is a frequent guest on this very show. Spiegs, I want someone traded.
Man, I think we're rolling. I think that you should feel better about the show and the direction that it's gone in, and I got some books that you could read.
No, not from the show. From one of the teams here in Chicago.
Oh, one of the sports teams.
Yeah.
All right,
I want this person traded.
How soon?
Soon.
Okay.
Very soon.
Let's discuss.
We'll do that next. On the
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Score.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.